Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Ocean currents play an important role in influencing climate, and some of them are not well understood. Francisco Barrenvera, research associate professor in marine and atmospheric science at the University of Miami, reveals how roaming vortices transport water around the globe.
The ocean is filled with eddies, swirling water bodies that travel across basins. Some eddies can be very large, of over 150 kilometers in diameter, and play an important role in climate. An example are eddies shed from the Agulhas Current at the southern tip of Africa, which transport warm and salty water into the Atlantic. It is speculated that this transport can have a moderating effect on melting sea ice in a warming climate. So far, oceanographers have been unable to quantify this effect because the exact boundaries of its eddies have remained undetectable. In collaboration with Professor George Haller from ETH Zurich, we developed a mathematical technique to find water-carrying eddies with coherent boundaries, providing a solution to this problem. To our surprise, such coherent eddies turn out to be mathematically equivalent to black holes. Black holes are objects in space with a mass so large that they attract everything that comes within a certain distance of them. Nothing that comes too close can escape, not even light. But at a critical distance, a light beam no longer spirals into a black hole. Rather, it bends and comes back into its original position, forming a circular orbit or barrier, so-called photon sphere. Our technique detects eddies with similar closed barriers. In these barriers, fluid particles move in closed loops, like light in a photon sphere. Nothing can escape from inside these loops, not even water. We discovered Agulhas Current eddies of a black hole type transporting the same body of water without leaking of over a year. We expect that our results help in answering many questions relating to the role of these eddies in climate.
That was Francisco Barrenvera of the University of Miami. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.